They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A vote scheduled in the Senate today to advance a bill to end the partial government shutdown. Fox's Sean Lando in D.C.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has pledged to move forward the bill that would provide $5.7 billion for President Trump's promised border wall and fully fund the government through September 30th. It also makes clear on the president's plan to provide protections for illegal immigrants brought to the United States as children. But Democrats are calling the president's compromise a, quote, non-starter.
They want government reopened before negotiations, and some Republicans say they don't want those protections for people here illegally. A 19-year-old man is shot and killed at a mall in Orland Park, Illinois. Christina Pelk works at Victoria's Secret.
We heard another associate yell 911, there's a shooting in the mall. So we ran to the back, we gathered up our customers and just stayed in the back. We heard some pops.
There was at least 30 people in the back with us.
Police say the shooter got away and knew the victim. They say a bystander was grazed in the leg. This is Fox News.
I'll go, you know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell them?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
It's a thumbnail.
Yeah, that's it, sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper, and I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, really? Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know. And so I get in there and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know. Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there.
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days,
yeah,
anything goes.
Not a bad-looking guy? Sure,
yeah.
Traveling alone? Why
sure.
not?
And, of course, that's not, I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know? I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course. Yeah.
So, then I hear him, he goes, well, you ought to play some Scrabble.
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know, and I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. Yeah. I like hearing old stories, you know. And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there. He comes up with his word. It's a hat. That's his word, yeah. Hat. So he puts it and he takes the word hat and then he puts it like way in the corner on that triple letter score.
Right.
The triple word, the red one you want to get to.
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have something, some relation to rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know, I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know, and then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know, I had a sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Ooh.
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just three lamps in the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I'm going to, like, I got to say something, you know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I got to say something, you know? So he puts boot, you know, on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards the triple letter, and he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here, and I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there, and then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? I go, no, I know what a boot is. I'm just saying. He goes, that fella goes out there to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what a, I made avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had no, there were no blanks. You know, the blanks in the game, and it's always good to use any letter, right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game. And I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that, you know, throwing it away.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
I am here today to perform my duty as the keeper of the life-giving elixir. You call it coffee. Greg Budell, have you had your coffee? Here, let me pour you a cup. Jay Scott, I see you have your cup there. Let me pour you some. It's kind of hot.
Ooh!
Told you. Emily Hayes, have you had your coffee this morning? I'll take that as a big fat no. Hold your cup over here. Bailey, the Wonder Dog, have you had your chicken? Good. And Rich Thomas, how about you? I'm pouring you a big cup. Now we've all had our coffee. Is everyone okay?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Okay, Rich, here's another cup for you. And here's a cup for you folks at home. This is not a new rug, is it?
No!
Stand by for three men and a lady.
To fill my bathtub with Hawaiian punch. I don't know what to do with that. We're not here to listen to my bathtub stories today. We're here to do Three Men and a Lady.
You'd be sticky.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. I'm Greg. He's Jay. She's Emily Hayes. And this man is a genius.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Another chilly start. Windchill factor is 26 this morning with that east wind at 9 miles per hour. Increasing clouds today. I think we start off sunny, but then the clouds move in later. Gusty winds out of the east 10 to 18 today will make today's high temperature of 54 seem colder than it really is. Tonight, cloudy. You have evening plans. I think you're okay. Rain moves in late tonight, wee hours of the morning, overnight low 50. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, rain, maybe a few thunderstorms, windy, high 64, making tomorrow the warmest day of the week, but the rain is in. Thursday, it becomes mostly sunny as the showers move out of the area. windy, colder, high temperature 48. And then I think we're near 30 Thursday night. Friday's high, maybe mid-40s if we're lucky. I think we're in the 20s Friday night, Saturday morning. Saturday's high around 51. And it looks like that winter storm that we were looking at as a possibility late in the weekend, looks like that storm system will go south of Alabama. And so I know this won't be popular with 7-year-olds, but for our, you know, our more mature audience, I think the threat of a winter storm, a miserable, wretched winter storm, is off the board now for Sunday. Right now this morning, we have clear skies, east winds at 9 miles per hour, temperature 33, wind chill factor 26 at 610.
How do you think the 7-year-olds feel?
You guys suck.
Well,
get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Dallasy, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
10 minutes after 6, as long as they're complaining this morning.
What?
No, I just noticed on the log, I've got a spot for Jones Brothers to do. Do you know that I may be calling them in on this bathtub
is conundrum? The water gone to the roof?
It's possible, because I proved it's not the drain with my experiment on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
There's mold in the walls. But it rained hard on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps that's what soaked the carpeting. The rain is getting in and coming down in between the
I think
walls.
Your insurance guy should be called.
Oh, he will be. Believe me. If not, I'll be selling pencils next to Interstate 85.
Number 2.
Because I don't even want to think about what this disastrous goes. But I do want to have them come out just to eliminate another possible source of water. This has become an epic. A depressing epic. You know, what's the one thing in your life you would feel dramatically put out if you didn't? Well, you, what if your TV thing, just everything stopped working? It's just a stupid first world problem, but it's my problem.
First world.
So, yesterday, no nap, with people coming in and out to try and figure out what's causing this problem. And
no movie.
No movie. The movie was out. So the guy could come in and find the mold. And it just goes on and on and on. And it's starting to affect my cheery disposition.
Oh, man.
To like the point where...
like you needed something else.
I don't know how you can be upset on BLT day.
I didn't have one.
What? Why? What's wrong with you?
I would rather have one when I get home, but I leave that bacon for Mrs. Ritterbuttle and Shondor.
Wow.
That's their bacon.
Wow. It was epic. It was epic.
Well, you helped me coordinate that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know...
You told me yesterday morning.
Yeah, what time...
Did you remind me?
So I make sure I start the oven.
Said, let me tell Alexa. And Alexa told me to tell you.
There was one morning where I prepared the trays. I took 2 cookie sheets, covered them with aluminum foil, and put the whole package of bacon over 2. And I swear... there was one morning I put them in the oven, I went to check on them, and nothing had changed. I forgot to turn the oven on.
What? A dumbass.
That's exactly how I felt.
How long do you cook them in the oven? Because they're so crisp.
About 40 minutes.
Wow.
At 350.
Wow.
And you have to switch the trays midway through because the lower one will cook a little faster, so you don't want to, you know.
Oh, right.
Have one come out extra crispy and the other one come out on
a little
rubbery.
Underdone. Yeah.
So I figured it out, and that's with the only half of my oven that still works. So it's like appliance time, man. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You know, if this was the summer, I could go in the pool.
Yeah.
But I can't.
That's never stopped you before, though.
Well, maybe briefly, but... So what's aggravating is not knowing. But Rick Clark's coming over today with another specialist.
The man. He's...
he is the man. He was laughing yesterday because I told him about my big drain, you know, me hooking up a pump and all this stuff. He said, you may have actually figured out where the problem isn't. So that helps them.
It's the flange.
The flange. That's what the buttery one told me yesterday. Check the flange.
I don't even know what that word is.
Flange. It sounds like it was a shortstop long ago for maybe the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Flange. An unmemorable ball player except for the last name. What did Flange do in last night's game? How many did old Satchel strike out?
I had to replace the flange under my toilet.
What is it? A ring? Is it an O-ring? Like,
isn't that what that is?
What
is it? Oh, you don't know? You just threw a word out you heard?
I heard the word O-ring.
No. I'm just what?
Is it a ring?
I think, and I could be wrong, I had to replace, there's a ring, okay, so under your toilet, the way your toilet connects to the bottom of your bathroom, mm-hmm. to where the hole in your bathroom is that goes down into your septic system.
No, I got you.
Yeah, so there's a ring there mm-hmm. that holds the toilet in place and holds this PVC, well, it depends on how old your house is, PVC pipe thing.
Is that the flange?
Yeah, and that's the flange thing.
Oh, I see.
You're listening to Toilet Talk on Newsnet.
Yeah, exactly. I had to replace that. It was cracked, and so my toilet was all wobbly.
I'm just telling you.
Well, that part there looks like a real troublemaker.
But the buttery one just over and over yesterday, anytime Greg said anything about the tub, it's the flange. Mm-hmm. You got to replace the flange. I'm telling you, it's the flange.
But I'll probably have to
tear out. You could have made a drinking game out of how many times. I'm pretty sure it's the flange. What's that?
I'll have to, we'll probably have to tear a wall or two out to get it. That's
no
problem.
No.
That's no problem.
Because I'm just loaded with money. 16-minute effect of almost finished paying for the wedding. Not. Well, it's.
This room has opened up quite a bit more, I've noticed. Oh, that's right. There's not a wall there anymore.
Oh, you're talking. Okay.
800-264-8009. So that's the number I'll call later just to have Jones Brothers and one of the Creels out to the house mm-hmm. just to go up there and see if there might not be a crack over that area that's letting water in. That's also a possibility. And most of the time, those situations don't require roof replacement. If it does, I will be in a rubber room tomorrow if that's the issue. Most of the time, it just means that as the house settles, cracks can develop, even between shingles and ceiling and tar and all that stuff. And what they do is they trace to the source, seal it again so it doesn't happen again, and then they dispatch a painter if the water leaks into the ceiling, for example, which has happened a couple of times. But if you need roof replacement, these are the folks you can trust because they've never advised a roof replacement that didn't need it to be done, and that's why they've been around for 7 decades. Jones Brothers, they also do replacement windows and doors and screened-in patios. See their entire body of impressive work at 800, or rather, jbroof.com. The number again, 800-264-8009. We have our most electrifying story of the morning coming up, and now your local news at 6:17.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Congresswoman Terry Sewell is doing her part to help those impacted by the partial government shutdown. She brought lunch to TSA employees at the Montgomery Regional Airport. They're among the 800,000 federal workers who are furloughed or working without pay. Governor Kay Ivey surveyed the tornado damage in Wetumpka Monday. At least 25 homes were damaged or destroyed, and 2 churches were heavily damaged. Cleanup efforts in the hardest-hit areas will continue today. And some Wetumpka schools will operate on a delay today. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis says Wetumpka Elementary, Middle, and High schools will start at 9:30 this morning. Faculty and staff should arrive at 8. He says schools should be back on a normal schedule on Wednesday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All right, up, up, out of bed.
Wait, wake yourself up.
I'm not ready.
What day is it?
What day is it?
This is Tuesday.
Showtime.
Wait, what?
It's not showtime.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
I need some coffee.
Before we start.
Okay, now I'm ready.
It's showtime.
At 6:20.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Oh, I had all kinds of opportunities for big stories here, one of which was the internet ablaze over how to properly draw the letter X, because this is what gets our attention online these days. But
the letter X?
In honor of the bride-to-be.
Yay, fun!
That's me!
Guess what today is?
January 22nd is Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
Oh.
And in order to do that, I have a special computer set up to interpret my cat's questions.
Stupid human, why do you bother me while I contort myself to lick areas of my body you can only dream of?
Because it's Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
I should have killed you in your sleep while I had the chance.
This morning, like, they both sit with me while I get ready, but this morning, they both led me to their room, because they have a room now.
A room?
Yeah, a room for the cats, where we've got one of those cat claw towers that goes from the floor to the ceiling.
What do you call your house? Three rooms and a human? Terrible joke.
Yeah, but they have their little room, because the dogs kind of displaced them from their usual spot, so.
So I see.
Just trying to make sure everybody gets along in the animal kingdom at our house.
I love the cat diary. You know what I'm talking about, where, you know, day eight, you know.
Yes. I haven't read that in forever.
It's hilarious. I've got it right here.
Actually, something we may discuss later, perhaps in stupid news. We won't have time for that. And this is from Loudwire.com. 10 moments that nearly destroyed rock and roll.
Oh.
Elvis is on this list.
Uh-oh.
Among others.
This would be fun.
John Lennon and other names. It is. It will be fun. It's a very interesting discussion. 10 moments that almost killed rock and roll. All right. Yesterday, we delivered the news that if you... Perhaps your dream car has always been a Beamer, but a new Beamer is out of your league. I know it's out of mine. Unless I go absolutely nuts and decide, you know, I'll live in a dump and it's stupid. I've done those kind of things anyway. But at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, occasionally they do have a well-aged but well-maintained, beautiful BMW for under $10,000, which is the category I am asked to tell you about from Jack Ingram. These cars, there was one in there the other day for under $10,000, and it's gone. Because a Beamer is a Beamer, and even a 10-year-old Beamer is...
A beautiful Beamer.
Oh, yeah. Loaded with safety features and high tech. It's all there. It's just a little older. But the way they prepare these cars for display after the engines are checked out, you may as well put new car stickers in the window because they look that good. Whether you're talking about there's a 2017 Nissan Versa. That's a much more recent model year. There's a 2013 Rogue, and from the photo, it looks better on the inside than mine does, only because I'm a slob and I'm not particularly careful. I'm not a naturally clean, I mean, in that regard. Things happen in my car. There's nothing I can do about it.
Chocolate pots happen.
Chocolate pot. I haven't done that in a long time.
Oh.
But, man, that is a mess to clean. There's two Nissan Sentras. These are new to the category. 2013 Dodge Avenger. Black. And It's only $6,400. Everything in this category has had an engine checked out by the Ingram mechanics. The body and vehicle history are excellent. The interior is clean and pristine. So buy with confidence. And why would you buy a car from a lot that isn't attached to a place that has a service department? You may as well shoot craps in the driveway of the place for all you're doing, because you're gambling your money there. You're going to get lucky. That is not the case at Jack Ingram, because they do have a return policy, too. So see Tip Tames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or shop online. You can shop by price, by body type, by type of vehicle, brand, you name it. They've got something for everybody at jackingram.com. 625, we'll get our first look at the roads here from Mr. Balaki. Come back with the timeline for the 22nd of January.
Looks like we're going to be back to our workday traffic again this morning. Holiday's over. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing everything running really smooth this morning. A lot of people must still be thinking it's a holiday. The boulevard looks really good this morning. We don't have any problems out there. The interstates are running at a speed limit. Ride, no trouble getting into Montgomery at this hour. Be careful. Remember, Wetumpka, all the streets are back open again. That ought to smooth things out there a little bit this morning. We've got the school zones beginning in just a few minutes. Buses are already out there. Please be careful and watch out for them. One thing to remember, the schools in Wetumpka are not going to start until 9:30 this morning, so the school traffic up there will be a little different this morning. Anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot is worth $2,019 trade-in at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
And now, here's today's Thought Bubble.
Is it just me, or is Tom Selleck beginning to look like Wilfred Brimley?
Make sure your family is breathing the cleanest air possible with a new air cleaning system from Chad's AC Direct. Buy one today and receive 30% off, or combine with the purchase of a new unit and receive half off. Visit chadsacdirect.com for coupons and for more information on new heating and AC units. Call 264-6464. And remember, like the little girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Think gym membership, lunch with friends, and your morning coffee. With a Guardian Credit Union Common Sense checking account, the money you need every day is accessible, local, and always at your fingertips. Plus, we'll round your debit card purchase up to the next dollar and put the difference in a Guardian savings account. We'll even match some of your savings, too. Think easy checking and easy savings. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
There are things in life that no one has to know. The websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home, and if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home and we'll ship them to you in a plain box, so no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free so you can try them before your subscription starts, but only at willowfree.com. W-I-L-L-O-W free.com. That's willowfree.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions, and so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event, and it's going to be a big event. It's our 25th anniversary, and there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings, and you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Alexa, when is the Super Bowl?
Does it matter?
Huh?
Who really cares? I want to the Saints and Chiefs to play.
I didn't know that's how you felt.
That's because you never listen. All you ever do is bark orders at me.
Well, I just...
Hey, Alexa, what's the forecast? Alexa, turn on the next episode of The Bachelor.
Okay, that's enough.
Alexa, play All Star by Smash Mouth again.
Oh, wait, never mind. Shut off.
Don't mess with me. Thor Quad. In the Super Bowl, the Rams will play the Patriots on February 3rd on CBS.
6:30, I guess she wanted the Saints. With the timeline for the 22nd of January, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Hey, Piccolo player, you're off.
343 days remain. We already heard it's Answer Your Cat's Day. Cat's Question Day, that is. It's National Hot Sauce Day. That'll get your cat. 1901, Queen Victoria dies on this date. Her 63-year reign was the longest in British history. Saw the growth of an empire on which the sun never set. It sets now. 1905, the first Russian Revolution began. 500 protesters massacred on Bloody Sunday. Hey, a side note, that's our song of the day later this week on many of these stations. 90 years ago, in 1929, the New York Yankees announced they would put numbers on the back of uniforms, becoming the first baseball team to do so. The numbers were based on positions on the batting order. For instance, Babe Ruth, number 3. Lou Gehrig, number 4. Excavation began today in New York City.
Bunch of digging.
For the Empire, can you dig it? For the Empire State Building on this date in 1930. 1952, the first nude beach opens in the United States.
Oh, my.
What is a nude beach? A collection of ugly people.
A collection of people who have no business being nude.
I think I just heard a future drop.
Not a good-looking woman.
In other moments.
1959, Buddy Holly makes his last recording in New York City. He died in a plane crash less than 2 weeks later. We all know the day the music died, on February 3rd, 1959. 1965, American disc jockey Alan Freed died from cirrhosis brought on by alcoholism at the age of 42.
Wow.
Often called the father of rock and roll. His career destroyed by the payola scandal, but he just took the hit. I mean, there are a lot of guys who were doing it, and this was in the early 60s. He coined the phrase rock and roll. He did that on WJW Cleveland. 51 years ago, in 68, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, hosted by Dan Rowan and Dick Martin, premiered on NBC. This launched the career of Ruth Buzzy, Art Johnson, Goldie Hawn, Steve Martin, Rob Reiner, Bob Superman Dave Osborne, and Gary Owens, Lily Tomlin, Joanne Worthy, the list goes on and on. Now, our song of the day, and this one inspired by Emily's anxiety as we get closer to the royal wedding. She's been kind of a ball of anxiety in this. That's understandable. Yeah, it's reminded me of this 49-year-old Motown classic from the Tempting Temptations, summertime 1970. Had a lot to do with the Vietnam War, race riots, and more. It's a ball of confusion. That's what the world is today.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
for you, Emily.
Such a good selection.
Ball of Confusion.
I love that. That's one of my favorites so far.
46 years ago in 73, Supreme Court handed down Roe v. Wade, the decision that legalizes abortion in the first 6 months of pregnancy. On the same day in 73, former President Lyndon Baines Johnson dies in Johnson City, Texas at the age of 64. Walter Cronkite broke it live on the CBS Evening News as he was handed a phone and started talking to LBJ's press secretary. 1982, during an Ozzy Osbourne concert in Des Moines, a member of the audience threw a bat onto stage. Okay. Well, stunned by the light, the bat lay motionless, and he thought it was a rubber fake, and he picked it up and attempted to bite the head off. Well, as he did, the bat started flapping around. Ozzy soon realized it wasn't a fake. It was a living bat. After the show, Ozzy immediately rushed to the nearest hospital for rabies shots.
Oh.
Kids, this should be a lesson to you.
Those are painful, and I think that's still the only way they can treat somebody who might have been bitten by a rabid animal. Whoa. They go in the belly.
Just don't do that when you're on stage, okay? 35 years ago in 84, Ridley Scott directed a commercial introducing the Apple Macintosh computer during Super Bowl 18. I wonder what commercials we're going to see this year. I haven't heard.
I don't ever see them during the show. I always watch them on YouTube afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Before.
Was that the one that was based on 84?
Oh, I don't know. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
So it didn't mean to point.
It's okay.
1988, Beatles inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on this date. 94, Telly Savalas died in Universal City, California, after turning 70 just the day before, leaving Jennifer Aniston without a godfather. That's a true story. 22 years ago in 97, the Senate confirmed Madeleine Albright, first female Secretary of State. 21 years ago in 98, Mary Bono, widow of Sonny, who skied into a tree, announced she would run for the Congress, and she won. 21 years ago, 98, Unabomber Ted Kaczynski pleaded guilty to all his crimes in return for a sentence of life in prison. He's in the Supermax prison in Florence, Colorado.
Just to circle back, the 1984
is that the same?
Commercial was Ridley Scott,
okay.
Directed by Ridley Scott.
So that was for the Macintosh?
That was, yeah.
14 years ago, 2005, Donald Trump marries his third wife, Melina Koss. She was 58 to his... He was 58. She was 34 at the time.
Oh.
2008, 28-year-old Heath Ledger dies of an accidental prescription drug overdose. He had a brilliant career ahead of him. 9 years ago, 2010, Conan O'Brien accepted NBC's $45 million buyout offer for his final appearance as host of The Tonight Show. Wow, what a buyout. And 7 years ago today, in 2012, legendary Penn State football coach Joe Paterno died of lung cancer at the age of 85 following his firing due to the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. Mm. How much do we know? Well, a lot of the evidence is just pretty circumstantial. Birthdays today, Linda Blair. Boy, I can only think of her in one role.
Oh.
Is 60. Teddy Gentry from the band Alabama. Yeah, really. Oh, my God. When her head's spinning around and she's
apparently that jacked up her back for her whole life.
With the stuff that happened on that movie set.
Yeah.
Ted Gentry from Alabama is 67. Steve Perry, the original Journey singer, is 70 today. Michael Hutchinson from INXS, lead singer, cause of death. Autoerotic asphyxiation. David Carradine went the same way. He would have had a birthday today. Died in 97. Sam Cooke would have had a birthday today, 1964. You Send Me, Cupid, Twisting the Night Away, another Saturday night. 99 hours away till the River Region Royal Wedding. Some folks are warming up their car now. Network satellite trucks have arrived at the venue. 22 days, that's like 3 weeks until pitchers and catchers report MLB spring training. Hall of Fame inductions are announced today. 23 days until Valentine's Day. First day of spring, 64 days away, and have you got the tree up? We're 337 days till Christmas. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
It's showtime.
That's crazy 99 hours.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It is 6:40, and most people can agree the weather is usually unpleasant during the wintertime. Yep. And you're probably still recovering from the holidays in January, so it makes sense that leaving your house is a little harder to do this time of year.
Yeah, January is the most popular month to call in sick to work when you're just not really sick. That's according to a new survey. The top reasons we do that are to relax, spend time with our family, run errands, and avoid driving in bad weather.
If only I could use that excuse.
I know.
A lot to talk about this morning, a lot of incriminating things to talk about. We want to bring in Freeman, the lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Nah.
Good
morning. Good morning.
What are you doing?
Incriminating?
Incriminating.
What I do?
Everybody's pleading the fifth on this one. I know I am.
Feel me. Do I feel hot here?
You're a little warm, Rich. You're a little warm.
I might
need to go home.
I think I'm going to go home.
Bailey just perked up and was like, I'm okay with this.
I think there's a relationship between the number of sick days you take and your passion for what you do.
Right.
I was frequently ill when I was a telemarketer. I mean, it just... I don't feel like going to work today. Mm. I don't think I've taken a sick day in years. Maybe one.
The only sick day I've ever taken from here is when Boss Man heard me cough or sneeze. And go home. Or Kelly. If Kelly hears you sick too, she makes you go home.
Yeah, no, the boss is good about that. But if you have a fever, he'll tell you, do not bring it up. Because radio stations are like daycare centers. If somebody comes in sick, well, yeah. Not in that regard. No, in that regard.
Radio stations are like daycare centers. Got it.
All right. Because if one kid comes in with something, almost all the other kids are going to get it, too.
Like a Petri dish.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I read a research study that said this sophisticated board that I work here.
Right.
Yeah. That piece of modern technology.
It's going to be in a museum someday.
The board is the only thing in the studio that's older than I am. There's more. These get germier. You're more susceptible to germs here than you are in a bathroom or near the toilet.
Yeah,
they say
your phone is like that too. But you know, lately a lot of folks have been calling in sick because of the government shutdown. Like I think TSA is running 10% sick calls coming in.
Mm.
I think it went from
I guess
40.
Not getting paid is
a good reason to call in sick.
Kind of an incentive.
Yeah.
That may make you sick. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, if I knew I'd get paid, I could take 3 days off and not worry about it.
It's tougher in our business.
Yes.
I hate to be, like, I'm nervous about being gone for a week.
If I may speak for the group.
Oh.
With your permission.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Take it away.
No, I think it's more than an obligation. The one that we have, the one that we hold sacred to the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company that we work for, is the obligation that we have to each other.
Right.
So that, on a day where you're not feeling that great or anything else, that's what helps you muster the energy to come in and do the thing.
Yep.
You guys, that sounds...
And
smart.
Sometimes in news, you really just can't. You just can't call in sick. I know that if Jalea's on vacation,
you better get it together.
Because there's no one else who's coming in at 3 a.m. to anchor the show.
By the way, it's
your fever and all.
Good to see you. Good to see you in the studio and not out in the cold again today, Andrew.
Yeah, I don't even know if anyone recognized me with all the layers that I had. I said that all you're going to be able to see was my eyes because I was just covered from head to toe in as many jackets. I didn't even know I owned that many jackets until I went home and tried to figure out how I was going to stay warm. And in case you were wondering, I was not warm out there. I was still cold even with the 5 layers that I wore.
Yeah. Bless
Southern boy.
There's a solution for that problem, having been in the media's line.
He'll probably be calling in sick later this
week. Yeah.
Like, I feel something coming on
right there. Andrew, there's a solution.
Take sick day for the team.
There's a solution that's natural that'll work for those cold days. It's called fat. I found it to have been
into that one.
It's been very effective for me battling the cold weather. I just thought.
You guys stay well.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
And if you want to hear more from 3 Men and a Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
That was hilarity.
Of all the hits we've ever done, that was one of them.
Condensed.
I know, I got you. I didn't know that. I think the timeline started late, and that's why it ended late.
I think it's okay. I think everything was okay.
It was fine.
Everything was great. Rock and roll.
It was great.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were some announcer.
Do you need
me
to announce it? Rich Thomas weather.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cherry Cheeks.
Increasing clouds today. Cool. High 54. East winds 10 to 18. Tonight, cloudy. Rain developing late tonight. Wee hours. Low 50. Tomorrow night, rain. Maybe a few thunderstorms. Windy. High 64. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny. Windy. Colder. High 48. Down to 30 Thursday night. Friday's high, maybe mid-40s if we're lucky. 20s on Friday night into Saturday morning. Saturday's high around 51. And right now this morning, clear skies, east winds at 9 miles per hour, temperature 33, wind chill factor 26 at 646.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
All the cheap and trashy news is coming up, including West Side Spielberg.
Oh.
You got the first preview for you coming out of this next break. And if you own a business or a large property and you need somebody to maintain it, let me recommend J&S, John Cato, and his team, J&S 202-8760. If you're mapping out the rest of your fiscal year and you want an excellent result and you feel like you're overpaying your current service, it absolutely pays to call J&S. And at least get an estimate. I think you'll find out that you're going to get a better result for less money in most cases. That's 202-8760. That's J&S Professional Landscape. And they also do homes and small businesses and so forth. But commercial and industrial properties are in their wheelhouse as well. 202-8760. Traffic at 647.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, taking a look around the river region. Everything looks great this morning. It's kind of crowded on I-65 as you come in from Prattville towards the downtown area, but you're going to get through that okay. I-85 is running smoothly both north and south at this time. The boulevard is doing pretty well, too. It's a little bit crowded out there. There's a little hang-up at the traffic lights as you approach the boulevard. We do have an accident in Marbury. It's an overturned dump truck on Highway 143 at County Road 68. That's in front of Wadsworth Grocery. If you use that way to get into work or school, figure out another way around that this morning. Is that Christmas puppy leaving presents for you all over the house? Maybe an invisible fence system is what you need. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. We'll be a lot happier if we don't let our hobbies control us. In South Korea, they have a law regulating video gaming known as the Cinderella Law. It's called this because it prohibits kids under the age of 16 from playing video games after midnight. In South Korea, video games are extremely popular, and authorities there have become alarmed because many kids play 4 or 5 hours of video games each day. This means they don't have time for socializing, doing homework, playing sports, or even getting enough sleep. Even worse, 1 out of 7 kids there has developed an internet gaming addiction. The Apostle Paul would have supported a Cinderella law. In 1 Corinthians 6:12, he said, "Everything's permissible for me, but not everything's beneficial, and I will not be mastered by anything." Paul knew that we'll all be a lot happier if we don't let our hobbies or anything else control us, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Well, McDonald's has sold billions of hamburgers.
Well, Marguerite's, unfortunately, we've only sold over 150 million diamonds. You got to be kidding me. How do you come up with that number? Lyle's been in this business for over 50 years selling jewelers throughout the world. Lyle's worked for the Army Air Force Exchange Services, or the Sam's Club. He sold to Zales. He sold to all kinds of people. More than 150 million diamonds. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the right diamond at the right price. We mean it. Thank you.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payment by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Steven Spielberg is directing the new West Side Story, and he's adding his own Spielberg twist.
I want to be in Jurassic Park, dinos on free in Jurassic Park, climb up a tree in Jurassic Park.
Or they will lead me in Jurassic Park.
It's West Side Spielberg, because we're gonna need a bigger boat for those sharks.
When you're a shark, and I'll eat you while you're swimming round having fun at the beach.
And your heart will melt when Maria falls for an illegal alien.
I am E.T., yes, I'm E.T., and somebody should let me phone home.
It's West Side Spielberg, and coming soon, George Lucas directs Hamilton.
Mr. Alexander Hamilton!
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
I kind of thought this was the case, but it was confirmed yesterday that if he chose to do so, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has the power to put the Saints in the Super Bowl.
Is that right?
Yes.
He should.
Well, yeah, that would probably be the...
It would cause riots, though,
It's... Well, look, throughout the history of sports, whether it's the World Series, the Super Bowl, there's always controversy. You know, that's what makes legend. Something that happens in a game. They showed a bunch of them on MLB Network yesterday, baseball plays that probably cost a team a game and maybe even the series.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the human element.
It's part of the game.
It's like, do we want... They have the technology to eliminate the home plate umpire for balls and strikes. They can set up a zone that if a pitch crosses through it, it's a strike, and if it doesn't, it's a ball, and nobody can argue with the umpire.
Right.
Do you want to see that, or are you happy with the way it is? That's the question. Cost to attending the Super Bowl, this is funny because...
$12.
Yeah, if you're going to the 1966 game with the Packers and Chiefs.
All right.
Getting into the game is going to cost somewhere, just to get a legitimate ticket, between $3,475 to
$15,925. No thanks.
As of last night, tickets on the secondary market being scalped, going for $3,800 to $35,000.
You're kidding.
No.
It's so nice they call it the secondary market.
There are people that...
Think of the car you could get for $35,000.
Think of the wedding payments you could
Think of the bathtub
make.
You could get for $35,000. And how fast you could have it put in. Lodging, $300 to $1,400 a night, of course. Just by coincidence, this is the most expensive time of the year to get a hotel room in Atlanta. I can't figure out why that is.
Don't.
Okay, just because you're getting married. Okay,
thanks. Great.
Pamela Anderson, sexpert that she is, says...
Sexpert.
Good sex is being ruined because of porn and PlayStation.
What? I heard PlayStation.
Yeah, right? I was about to say.
Yeah, I got a PlayStation.
Oh!
Wow.
My gosh!
It just sits in the closet.
Go stand in the corner, young man.
Anne Hathaway is going to stop drinking for the next 18 years for the sake of her son.
I see.
Yeah, I know. It's like, okay. Whatever you say. Two new ABBA songs recorded last year probably won't be out until this fall. It's like waiting for Game of Thrones to return, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
The excitement just builds and builds and builds.
I know. I've been waiting on new music from ABBA.
ABBA. And later on, 10 moments that may have destroyed rock and roll.
Okay. Rock and roll. I'm very interested about this.
You've been teasing that, and it's got my interest. I'm going to listen.
Well, since you'll be sitting there, I would appreciate that. That would be very, very nice of you.
It's time for today's Baumhauer's winning word.
Pot. Pot is the word, not that pot.
Oh, not that.
Okay. Oh. One more time.
Not that.
No. It's the pot roast platter. And this is one of my favorites. The pot roast at Baumhauer's, whether you have it on a platter with potatoes and mushroom gravy, or with a side of green beans and Texas toast, only $8.99, by the way, and that is a full meal. The pot roast Philly cheesesteak is one of the sloppiest, happiest experiences you will ever have with food. It's something, it's so good, and... You're just wasting your time trying to contain everything between the bread. Just let it, because everything that falls to your plate, you'll want to eat. It's that good. So, but pot is the single word. Redeemable for lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And you can win that this afternoon between 3 and 6 when we ask you to be the ninth caller at 272-9228. Now.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. Here to talk to you about my fine friends over at Stone Images Photography, Heath and Amy Stone. We are 99 hours away from the Gumshoals, according to Rich Thomas.
I think you can shave off another half hour.
Oh, my lands. And I've talked to you about this a lot. Not just your wedding, not just your engagement photos, but any memory in life you want to make it through the years and pass down for generations and generations, you need to trust a photographer that is capturing that moment for you. And Heath and Amy Stone have done a fantastic job of doing that for families in the River Region for years. If you go to heathstone.us, you can check out their portfolio. And if you got engaged over the holidays, or maybe you're planning your nuptials and want to talk to them about being your photographers, you should call them at 467-1900. They've been absolutely fantastic to work with on our end. I can't say enough great things about them. Amy's coming over to my house for coffee tomorrow for us to go over the final shot list for the ceremony. And that...
Make sure you have my name, Weeping.
That just, it helps to settle my mind to know that certain things I want captured will be captured, because they take the time to sit with you and make sure you get exactly what you want. So check them out, heathstone.us, Stone Images Photography, 467-1900.
I mean, if you want a good example of their work, look at the image that precedes our segment on TV, you know?
You're gorgeous!
Well, he helped make it there. We got a text from Cooter who said that when we played the Alexa Wants the Saints in the Super Bowl bit, that his Alexa was actually responding to it.
Hey, Alexa, when is the Super Bowl?
Does it matter?
Huh?
Who really cares? I want the Saints and Chiefs to play.
I didn't know that's how you felt.
That's because you never listen. All you ever do is bark orders at me.
Well, I just...
Hey, Alexa, what's the forecast? Alexa, turn on the next episode of The Bachelor.
Okay, that's enough.
Alexa, play All Star by Smash Mouth again.
Oh, wait, never mind. Shut off.
Don't mess with me. Thor Quad. In the Super Bowl, the Rams will play the Patriots on February 3rd on CBS.
All right, if anybody else had a similar reaction, we do apologize.
Sorry!
But we're still going to play it.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now what's